بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
سورة الهمزة starts off with بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ويل لكل همزة لمزة. Doomed is every person who slanders and backbites others. This verse starts off with a harsh tone and threatening nature. The word wail means someone is doomed and destruction is awaiting them. Who are the ones awaiting destruction? Every humaza and lumaza. There are many interpretations about these two words, but it is commonly known that the word humaza originally means to break. And since slanderers break the personality of others, they are called humaza. A slanderer is one that defames another person and spreads false rumors to damage a person's reputation. And the word lumaza refers to someone that backbites or defames someone. This sort of behavior often comes from arrogance and pride caused by wealth. That's why it says in the next verse, الَّذِي جَمَعَ مَالًا وَعَدَّدَهُ. The one who gathers wealth and hoards it. These people gather as much wealth as possible, counting it over and over again, hoarding it as if they worship it and lock it away in storage. There is no limit. They never get satisfied with how much wealth they have, even though they don't need it. They want more and more, and they will do anything to get it, whether lawful or unlawful. The next verse says, يَحْسَبُ أَنَّ مَالَهُ أَخْلَدَهُ. They think that their wealth will make them immortal. They collect so much wealth non-stop and hoard it and collect and hoard and collect. They actually believe that no sickness or difficulty will come their way and they will live forever and that the wealth can solve any problem. The next verse says, كَلَّا لَيُنْبَذَنَّ فِي الْحُطَمَةِ. By no means, they will be thrown into the hutama. Allah is saying, by no means, that they are not immortal and that their wealth will not benefit them. The word لَيُنْبَذَنَّ means to throw, but not just to throw like that. It is something thrown that is insignificant and of no value. So the same way these people slandered others and considered them of no value, they will also be thrown into the hutama, as if they were nothing. So what is this hutama? The next verse says, وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا الْحُطَمَةِ. And how would you know what al-hutama is? The word hutama means to break into pieces. So what is this thing that breaks you into pieces? The next verse explains, نَارُ اللَّهِ الْمُوقَدَةِ. It is the fire of Allah, eternally lit. After they are thrown away, this fire is what will break them into pieces. This is not a fire like this world's fire. It is Narullah, meaning a divine fire, the fire of Allah. The next verse will explain more. Allati tattali'u 'ala al-af'idah. The fire that will rise into the hearts. This fire does not necessarily mean it will burn your physical heart. It will burn your heart of understanding and consciousness, your feelings, desires, beliefs and thoughts, motives and intentions. The heart that carried the arrogance, greed, pride, slander and those evil characteristics will be burnt. The same way these people burnt the hearts of the believers with their slander, insults and backbiting, they will receive punishment according to their deeds. The next verse says, إِنَّهَا عَلَيْهِمْ مُؤْصَدَةٌ. It will indeed be closed firmly over them. مُؤْصَدَة means that all the doors will be closed firmly and locked. The same way they were hoarding their wealth and locking them in storage, the doors of fire will also be locked with no escape. The next verse says, فِي عَمَدٍ مُمَدَّدَةٍ. In columns stretched out. Some have said that this verse refers to the doors of the fire, and they are so stretched out that they cannot escape from any side. Some have said that the fire itself will be raised high as stretched columns. This verse also indicates that the fire burns the conscious mind, stretching so deep that one cannot escape it. So the surah exposes a mean type of person who slanders, backbites, insults, and defames others. The one who collects wealth with pride and arrogance and uses it wrongfully. They hoard it or use it to block others from truth. This wealth gives them a false feeling of power and pride, believing that they can do whatever they want without being accountable. They think their wealth is so great that they challenge death, and they think they are immortal. In order to purify them from these qualities, they need to be thrown away in the hutama, a fire that crushes the conscious mind and gets rid of these bad qualities. What we can learn from this surah is that certain people, when they reach some sort of status in their material life, they acquire some bad qualities such as arrogance, pride, greed, and so on. These qualities lead to ignorance of the blessings of Allah that also lead to disrespect, backbiting, and slander others. We should never let our position in society or the amount of wealth we have dictate our character and values. Never look down on people and never feel you are above anyone. And by being sincere to Allah and not exceeding the boundaries He has set, if Allah wills, we will be protected from the hutama.